Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jeffrey Leonard. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting fifth. The DH, Joey Meyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Birkbeck. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dave Gallagher. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Diaz. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Ruse. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Diaz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Molitor for the out. One out. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard hits a line drive towards first. Diaz reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Yount hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Yount moves to second. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Lyons batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Burke Beck covering, for the out. Two outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Leonard is 0 for 1 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. Two outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Manrique. The throw from O'Brien and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Deere is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Deere hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gallagher is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield bunts towards third. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk strikes out. 1 out. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 1 in the game. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sheffield. Diaz moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Diaz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leonard is 0 for 2 in the game. Leonard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manrique bunts towards the mound. Burke Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to second. 1 out. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Guillen moves to third. 2 outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a pop-up towards short. Sheffield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deer strikes out. 2 outs. Joey Meyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Mike Felder pinch runs for Joey Meyer. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards third. Lyons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. 1 out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boston is 0 for 2 in the game. Boston hits a pop-up towards first. Brock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Boston steals second. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Brock picks up the ball and throws it to Molitor, who tags the runner out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor strikes out. 2 outs. Jeffrey Leonard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Leonard is 0 for 3 in the game. Leonard hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Gantner moves to third. Robin Yount, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a pop-up beyond first. Diaz can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Gantner scores. Leonard moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Daryl Hamilton pinch runs for Jeffrey Leonard. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a line drive into left field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Daryl Hamilton now playing left field. Chuck Krim now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Manrique is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Manrique strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Barry Jones now pitching. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Gallagher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gary Sheffield, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sheffield is 0 for 3 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Gallagher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gallagher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallagher hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Plesac now pitching. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Hamilton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hamilton. Baines reaches second base with a double. Carlos Martinez pinch runs for Harold Baines. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk is walked intentionally. Donnie Hill pinch runs for Carlton Fisk. Russ Moorman pinch hits for Daryl Boston. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Moorman hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Martinez scores. Hill moves to third. It's Brewers, 1, White Sox, 1. Mike Diaz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0-for-3 in the game. Diaz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hill scores. Moorman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.